I haven't seen you in a while. Good thing you came to me. It's like there's a jungle growing on your head. Let me just get this smock over you before we start. So, we're cutting it to a short, manageable length, like always? Excellent. You're gonna look so handsome when I'm done with that monstrosity you call a hairdo. Come on, I was just kidding. Not about the handsome part, though. I'm gonna make you look great. So, tell me, how are things with you? Nothing out of the ordinary? Ugh, story of my life. Sometimes I can't help but think all my days are blurring into one, you know? It's like every day is just this endless stream of people sitting down, telling me all their problems while I listen and nod. Oh, I don't hate my customers. I love them. But it sometimes feels like I'm more of a counselor who has a bonus deal on haircuts. I've never had that problem with you, though. You're always content to sit there and listen to me. You've got to be one of my most quiet customers. It's kind of cute, I must say. If you could tilt your head forward, please. Thank you. Goodness, I'm getting hair all over you. Let me get it for you, hun. What's this? Is that... Oh my god, Are you hard? In my chair? Honey, I don't understand. What on earth could possibly be making you turned on right now? Unless... No. That wouldn't happen. You wouldn't get hard over your hairdresser, right? Well, I'm sorry if I don't know how to react. I don't normally get customers popping boners while I cut their hair. Although, maybe we could have some fun together. Liven up our mundane lives. You think you'd be able to jerk yourself for me? Come on. You've got a smock covering you. Nobody here will notice. Before we get started, I need to lay down some ground rules. If you're going to jerk, you're going to do it my way. As long as you're sitting in that chair, I own you, and you will address me as mistress. Every time I give you an instruction, you do it immediately and reply, "Yes, mistress." Is that clear? Good boy. Already so eager to obey me. Now, start rubbing your cock through your pants. No jerking just yet. You need my permission before you can start stroking. That's it. Get that dick straining against your pants. You're starting to look uncomfortable. How about you pull your cock out for me? I want you to use your fingertips to massage the head. Don't you dare touch the shaft yet. I wouldn't want to punish one of my cutest customers. Oh, would you look at that? I need some styling gel. I think my bottle's empty. I'll just pop into the back real quick and grab another one. Keep rubbing. I want that cock throbbing for me when I get back. Here it is. Now, did you have any style in mind? No? No worries, hun. I'll just work by magic. Hold out your hand. Whoops, I got some on your hand. Sorry about that. Rub it on your cock. Don't worry, it's not gel. You want to know what it is? Well, Let's just say the idea of you getting hard in my salon soaked my panties. And now, my pussy juice should be dripping down that stiff shaft that's begging to get stroked. I want you to take your fist and place it at the tip of your penis. Now, slowly stroke all the way down to your balls. And imagine your hand is my wet pussy swallowing your cock. Good boy. Imagine what I'd sound like with you inside of me. Imagine how loud your mistress would get when a hard cock rams her tight cunt. Start stroking softly for me. Not too quickly. Wouldn't want anyone to find out what we're doing. I've gotta say, I love this. You sitting in my chair, stroking in this crowded salon with all these people so close to us. The only thing standing between you and public embarrassment is a thin piece of cloth. All the while, you're completely at my mercy. I find that so sexy. Why don't you speed up for me? Honey, you've got to try and hold in all those delicious whimpers you're letting out. As cute as they are, can't let anybody in on our secret. This has me wondering how many times you've oogled me before. Maybe you've gotten hard while I was cutting your hair plenty of times and I didn't even realize. No, I don't mind. If I turn you on, then by all means, look as much as you want, honey. Start stroking faster now. While you're at it, show your balls some love and massage them for me. I could make you do just about anything, couldn't I? I know you love it. I know you love the feeling of obeying a gorgeous woman like me. I don't even have to yell or scream. Knowing that you'll make your mistress happy is all the motivation you need to obey. You do want to make me happy, don't you? I think I need to test just how submissive to me you really are. Stop stroking your cock. Now. Ah, good boy. You've made your mistress very happy. So happy, in fact, I'll let you come. You can keep stroking my obedient boy. Now, I'm going to count down from 10, and when I reach 1, I want you ready to explode. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, stop stroking. Hurry up. Get your hand off your dick. Hey, you heading off soon? No, I gotta stay here a bit longer. I've been working on this guy for a while. I'll finish him off soon and catch up with you later. Okay. Bye-bye, darling. What's with that look? Aw. Did my little jerking slave nearly have his orgasm ruined? That must have been maddening. To be right on the edge of releasing all that cum, only to be denied. Don't worry, hun. You start stroking for me again. I'll start the countdown. Just like that. Harder. Faster. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. Halfway there. 4. 3. Remember, you only come when I say. 2. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Show me what a good boy you are. Be a good boy and come for me. Yes. Just like that. What a good boy you are for your mistress.